Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Violence.
Welcome to another edition of Pop Rocks Radio, where obscurity isn't a curse, it's an aesthetic. As always, I am your host, Bijan. Today, we're taking a paisley pattern detour into that glorious early 80s movement when a bunch of Los Angeles kids decided, what if Syd Barrett joined a garage band and learned how to harmonize? Yes, that's right. Today, we'll be featuring bands from the paisley underground. I'll tell you more as we go, but first things first, here's a shimmering slice of 60s magic by way of a power pop legend. This is Tommy Keen with Carrie Ann.
You played a monitor. Then you played with all the boys and prefects. What's the attraction in what they're doing? Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game now? Can anybody play? Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game now? Can anybody play? You're always something special to me. Independent, never caring. You lost your charm as you were aging. Where is your magic disappearing? Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game now? Can anybody play? Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game now? Can anybody play?
Double, the pain increased by 10. Now I'm love again. So rough. Well, I guess just the one religion's enough. People say a cat can't live nine lives, oh. Well, I thought I could get away with two, but no. A two-faced man's always on the run. He's missing out on all the fun. And after all is said and done, two lives are no better than one. Just when you think you're pretty hot, you'll melt another heat. It won't matter if you're together, it won't matter if you're strong. You'll wind up with just yourself before too long.
That was Seattle's own Young Fresh Fellows with Two Lives from 1985's Topsy Turvy. Continuing my quest to highlight great Seattle bands, these guys, to me, have always been the sound of Seattle. We featured Scott McCoy and some of his bands like the Minus Five on an episode a few weeks back.
She was the kind of woman that made you want to drop to your knees and thank God you were a man. Yeah. She reminded me of my mother, all right, no doubt about it.
This next band has quite a storied history, and with the help of Greg Shaw of Bomp Records on his subsidiary label Vox, they also have a legend that was built from the ground up. They pretended to be a 60s band, releasing an anthology of work in 1983, but they were really an 80s power pop band. A gentleman named Matthew Street on YouTube does far more justice to them than I ever could. I will put a link to his latest video on the band in the show notes. He's done a few now. The band is called The Numbers, and they just released their first album in over 40 years, and it's pretty damn cool. This is off their latest, Mad Day Out. This is She Is Everything.
Forgotten all the reasons she said she had to go. I don't remember how she walked away now. Time it moves so slow. And I don't recall any rationale that would make this my idea. Just harbor thoughts and late night haunts and wishing she was here. Just one thing, I think of her and she is everything. I've forgotten the colors and the street noise thoughts I carried all last year. I don't remember lights behind me as I waited on the pier. And I don't recall why I waited till the sun came up so cold. Guess I'll carry on and tell you why it all remains untold. But the wind blows cold out on the street where we used to walk last spring. I remember her and she is everything. I
3.
Before the dark clouds cover up what's left of the day.
That was the Barracudas, proving once again that Southern California actually begins somewhere in London. Before that, we heard the Peppermint Kicks from Boston with Too Sweet, Oh Yeah, off their latest album on Rumbar Records with a name that I think is pretty awesome, Pop Rocks in My Chewing Gum.
ABC presents Tuesday Movie of the Week.
All Tom Hanks wanted was a quiet vacation at home.
This is what I need, Carol. I need this.
Welcome to Mayfield Place. A typical street in the burbs.
Our movie of the week is one of my favorite comedies of all time, The Burbs. In my opinion, it's not only Tom Hanks' funniest performance, and it is funny as hell, but a subversive little gem about the glossy veneer of 1980s suburban conformity and the darkness festering just beneath it, usually in the basement. Directed by Joe Dante, the film stars Tom Hanks, Carrie Fisher, Bruce Dern, Rick Ducommun, Corey Feldman, Henry Gibson, and the one and only brother Theodore. The story takes place in a quiet little suburban paradise, shot on the Universal Studios backlot to give the most 50s sitcom Leave It to Beaver look possible. Monotony is king until a mysterious new family, the Klopex, moves in next door and refuses to come outside during the day. Everyone is concerned about the noises that are coming from the basement and the fact that their last name, Klopek, sounds Slavic.
It's like they're cooking a goddamn cat over there.
Tom Hanks plays Ray Peterson, a bored family man on vacation who wants to relax but gets pulled into the madness by his neighbor, Art, played by Rick Ducommun.
Ray, do you want him to take your family, kidnap them, tear their livers out, and make some kind of satanic pate?
Bruce Dern is at his best as a sometimes unhinged Vietnam vet who also has settled into suburban life, eating animal crackers while on lookout in survival gear.
In Southeast Asia, we call this type of thing bad karma.
Rounding out the cast, Corey Feldman plays the teenage neighbor who treats the escalating chaos like live theater, inviting his buddies over to watch the show. Ray tries to resist Art's escalating theories, but he's already cracking under the pressure of lawn maintenance, golf, and nightly Jeopardy sessions with his wife, played by Carrie Fisher. Art's childhood story about a well-liked drugstore clerk from the neighborhood who suddenly snapped and murdered his family rattles him, because deep down, Ray worries that just may be him. The Klopeks, sure, they're weird. They inexplicably dig what look like graves in their backyard at night and drive their dripping bags of garbage from the house to the curb. But is it sinister, or are they just different?
What have you got in the cellar here, Klopek?
Brother Theodore plays Reuben Klopek, who lives in the house with his nephew and
my brother, the doctor,
played by Henry Gibson. For those of you too young to have watched Laugh-In, and granted, I watched it in reruns as a kid, Henry Gibson was the sincere poet.
My potato is falling off, by Henry Gibson. My potato is falling off, and I haven't even got to peel it. I guess I should have stood still or put up a fence. But I got so used to the way it just balanced, I never imagined it might just, whoops, there it goes. Oh well, I've still got my turnip.
Hey man, that stuff killed back then. The wives, for their part, also find the Klopek strange, but offer far more sensible explanations. But sensibility goes out the window as the guys work themselves into a paranoid frenzy, involving giant dogs, swarms of bees, boilers, gas explosions, and lots of pizza. All played with that cartoonish chaos that Joe Dante has brought to other films like Rock and Roll High School and Gremlins. In Reagan's America, this movie highlighted the fact that you couldn't just put a nice white coat of paint over everything and make all the bad stuff go away. And maybe, just maybe, it's you who are the crazy one. Although it's easy for some to get suspicious of those not like themselves, being just like everyone else denies the reality that there is no such thing as perfect, there is no such thing as normal. That's why this film made such an impression on me as a young man. It confirmed my suspicions that for every person who pointed at my earrings and spiky hair, yeah, so radical, I know. Everyone has their own dark secrets, and pretending they're not there, deep down, fools no one. I saw Bruce Dern talk about this movie at a film festival in Port Townsend a few years back, where he lamented that no one remembered the film. I made a point of going up afterwards and telling him otherwise. The Burbs is the best kind of comedy. Sweet, clever, subversive, and hysterically freaking funny. Which makes it, as far as I'm concerned, damn near perfect. And is there something sinister going on in the Klopex house? Could be. You'll get no spoilers out of me this time. But the really scary part? It's probably the same thing that's happening at your neighbor's house right now.
How many times now should I cut my heart, lay it at your feet? How many times now should I swallow my pride, lay dead in the street? If I can buy me a little more time, then I can bring those toys.
Says I love you, and I know it's true.
We closed out that set with the latest single from Eric Barlow, originally from New England and part of the Boston music scene, but he has since relocated to New York. That was Burn, released on Sound Cove out of Boston, a digital singles-only label. Before that, we had the Gypsy Moths, also out of Boston. That was And You Know I Do from their EP 5x5 from 4, now out on Rumbar Records. And of course, kicking off that set, we had Start All Over from the Jimmy C from Melbourne, Australia. All of these are available on Bandcamp, so show some love and pick them up there.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my sincere wish that immediately after my death, my head be severed from my body and that it be replaced by a bouquet of broccoli.
Since we've been talking about what lies beneath the surface of the mainstream of 1980s America, our featured artists this week all come from the LA musical movement in the 1980s known as the Paisley Underground. Bands who were inspired by artists like Love and the Byrds, incorporating elements of psychedelia, pop, and garage rock. All those bands, jangly, psychedelic, doomed, romantic, never as huge as they deserved, but casting a long shadow over everything from indie rock to dream pop to cowpunk. Our first band is one of the more successful of the era. They started out being called Salvation Army, but as you can imagine, that was problematic. So they changed their name to the 3 O'Clock. Michael Quercio, the band's founder, actually coined the term the Paisley Underground to describe what they and other bands we are featuring today were doing. This is from their 1984 album 16 Tambourines, produced by Earl Mankey, who also produced the album Mondo Deco by The Quick, a band that included the 3 O'Clock's drummer, Danny Bonaire. This is Stupid Einstein. Ever wish the Byrds were sadder and slightly more stoned? Congratulations, Rain Parade made that wish come true. Rain Parade included brothers David and Stephen Roback, who had been in a band called Unconscious with Susanna Hoffs, who went on obviously to join the Bangles. As I mentioned, they're a bit darker amongst the bands in this list, but their 1983 album Emergency Third Rail Power Trip has been hailed as perhaps the best album to come out of that movement. One critic even said that it ranked among the best psychedelic albums from any era. This is from that album, though the song was released as a single before as well. This is What She's Done to Your Mind.
You may say no.
Probably, well, actually not probably, definitely the most successful band to have come from the Paisley Underground is the Bangles. Formed in 1980 as first the Colors, then later the Bangs, the lineup included Vicky and Debbie Peterson, Susanna Hoffs, and Annette Zelinskis. After Zelinskis left to work on her own project, Michael Steele, a founding member of the Runaways, joined the band and the classic lineup was set. The band leaned more and more into their pop and power pop roots throughout their career and were hugely successful for it. Though not really representative of their sound, their hit Walk Like an Egyptian has become a sort of shorthand when talking about mid-80s pop. I've mentioned it before, but I saw them at the peak of their popularity, and they were just absolutely a kick-ass rock band. This is a Bangles cover of a song by Rain Parade, done for a compilation album where bands from the Paisley Underground swap songs. This is Talking in My Sleep. To say all these bands shared a sound is honestly selling them a bit short. They may have all leaned on similar influences, but as a testament to their talent, they all took those influences and did their own amazing things with them. One band that had a moodier, darker take was the band Opel. Opel formed in the mid-80s with David Roback from Rain Parade and Kendra Smith from Dream Syndicate, along with drummer Keith Mitchell. They released their first full-length album, Happy Nightmare Baby, in 1987, and Smith left the band during that subsequent tour. Hope Sandoval took over on vocals, and that band eventually morphed into Mazzy Star, best known for their moody 90s hit Fade Into You. This is from a collection of Opel's early recordings, called Early Recordings, with Kendra Smith on vocals. This is Fell from the Sun.
Never thought morning could feel.
Another band that was part of the movement but had their own distinct sound was the Long Riders. Their approach was more Graham Parsons, Flying Burrito Brothers mixed with their punk sensibilities to give us something more along the lines of the Blasters or Beat Farmers, a sound that has come to be known as cowpunk. Gene Clark from the Byrds is also credited on their first album, Native Sons, in 1984. This one is from their sophomore album, State of the Union, on Island Records, and produced by Will Birch, a founding member of the band The Records. This is Lights of Downtown.
Pack my bags, pack it in. Never coming back here again. Paid my dues and stayed in line. 16 years to serve my time. Now what I did, I do regret. All the days that I had wept, up all night, and you can bet I've gotta live with that. See the lights in downtown, where I shot that old man down. Now that he's calling me, calls my insanity. Now when I walk and people say, how could he just walk away? Gun, no daughter, no son. One life is gone and one begun. Now what I did, I do regret. All the days that I had wept, up all night, and you can bet I've got to live with that. See the lights in downtown, where I shot that old man down. Now he's calling me. I can't run away, I can't hide. It's a slow death for me inside.
The next band is the Dream Syndicate. Founding member Steve Wynn had played in many bands while away at college, till moving back to Los Angeles to form the Dream Syndicate in 1981. They've always been a critically loved band, and their debut album, The Days of Wine and Roses, has proven to be an underground classic. But even though they opened for bands like R.E.M. and U2, they never found commercial success and found themselves dropped from their label A&M and eventually breaking up in 1989. Wynn reformed the band in 2012, and they have been playing and releasing music together since. I believe they have a show coming up in Seattle soon, too. Gotta get on that. This is from 50 in a 25 Zone, an EP released in 1987, but it also found its way onto a deluxe release of their 1986 album, Out of the Gray. This is Drinking Problem.
Homeboy lost when he passed out face first in the barbecue sauce.
One more band for you today. I wanted to end on something that just felt epic. To that end, I give you Green on Red. They're another band that, like the Long Riders, moved more into a country rock sound, but their earlier records embraced the psychedelic influences broadly. The band formed in 1979 in Tucson, but later moved to LA. Just to show how the bands of the Paisley Underground all kind of moved in the same circles, Green on Red's first EP, Two Bibles, was released on the Down There label, started by Steve Wynn from Dream Syndicate. And Keith Mitchell from Opal and Mazzy Star also joined the band after the release of 1985's Gas Food Lodging. After many configuration changes, they disbanded in 1992, reforming in 2005 to do a few shows with their classic lineup. Our final track from the Paisley Underground today is from Gas Food Lodging, an album that has in some circles been listed among the best alt-country albums of all time. This is the opening track from the album. This is That's What Dreams.
That's what dreams were made for.
Okay, that's it for our featured artist today. Hope you enjoyed that little detour to the punk and power pop adjacent this week. If there is an artist you'd like us to feature on Pop Rocks Radio, drop me a note and we'll show them some love.
Now I'm not going to listen to this.
Ray, you're chanting.
I'm not going to
Ray.
Hear this now. I'm
not Ray, look. Going to Ray. Listen to this. Unconscious I'm chanting. You're chanting.
I want to kill everyone. Satan is good. Satan is our pal.
Ray. You're chanting. Hey, once they get in here, it's over, pal.
With everything what it seems, valleys and beach ground and some trees, avoiding life that
to the world.
A lot of good stuff that last set. We kick things off with Time Thieves from Chicago with their latest single, Stare at the Sun. After that, we had A Dream Ain't Perfect by Edward Selinsky Implosion from Pittsburgh. He will be releasing a full album later this fall. And we close things out with a band called 65 Miles Per Hour from the UK with their single, Didn't You Know? All these artists are on Bandcamp, so please show them you are loving their music by supporting them there. Okay, more to come here on Pop Rocks Radio, but first, a word from our sponsor. But, as you know, since we don't have a sponsor, it's really just a word. From Portland to Paraguay, Girls Rock Camp Alliance helps young women, trans and gender-expansive youth grab instruments, form bands, scream their truth, and absolutely wreck your idea of what a girl band sounds like. They don't just teach power chords, they teach confidence, community, and how to fix your own amp when it starts smoking. Visit girlsrockcampalliance.org and toss them a few bucks, because today's camper could be tomorrow's Paisley Underground legend, or at the very least, someone way cooler than you or I was at age 13.
This song is called Night After Night, and it's about two nights in a row.
I love you.
yesterday took me back to yesterday. Still chasing that feeling, the meaning of life, the ultimate rush. Thinking about tomorrow takes me back to yesterday. Windows into the future, the afterlife from dust to dust. No reason to flip your wig, cause I see a new day rising. It's high time to let it be, cause I'm all shook down, so please tell me. Yesterday took me back to yesterday. Kicking in the ceiling, the weightlessness, the gravitational crush. No reason to flip your wig, cause I see a new day rising. It's high time to let it be, cause I'm all shook down, so please tell me.
Was Drugs in Sport closing out our all Aussie set with their single Gravitational Crush from their album If Only We Could Use These Powers for Good. Before that, we had Seven Saint, the project of Bruce Schneider from Maitland, Australia, with their track I'd Do Anything to See You Once Again. And we kicked that one off with a classic Australian band, The Scientists, with their 1979 single Frantic Romantic.
The Aussie language is a naturally smart-ass language. Like, you ask someone how they are in Australia, they don't tell you how they are. They tell you what they're not. And you got to guess the rest. Okay, mate, how you going? Oh, not bad. What have you been doing? Oh, not much. Where is this place? Oh, it's not far. When are we going? Oh, not long now. How much was that, mate? Wasn't cheap. This old bloke who lives next door to me, he only ever tells me part of a story. Saw him the other day, go, hey, how you going, Johnny? He goes, not feeling too bloody good, mate. I'll tell you that much.
Looks like we have time for one more set today. This is another one from Australia. The Sugar Beats from Wollongong. Sorry, that was harder for me to say than I thought it would be. This is from their latest. The song is Beat to My Heart.
Always be by my side. Up with my time and we're stuck, but we won't touch the floor. Now I'm up tight like a bird on a string. Your hands are tied. Gonna bet you better come correct. Playing Russian roulette, you better know what to expect.
Closing out that set, we had the band Dan Murphy and High on Stress with Tethered, a track written by members Nick Leet and Dan Murphy. Dan Murphy was one of the founding members of Soul Asylum, another great band. And before that, we had the latest single from The Martial Arts with Paul Kelly, who was originally from BMX Bandits. That was Empty Out Here.
Hey,
and with that, we have come to the end of another episode of Pop Rocks Radio. Join us again next time when we'll remain proudly underproduced, overdressed, and severely emotionally invested. This is Dennis Shockett and Cliff Hillis with Violet Blue. And this is Bijan from Pop Rocks Radio. Be good, be weird, and we'll see you next time.